Folks, we're here with Rob Clark. He's this week's devotional speaker, and he's an accounting faculty member here at BYU-Idaho. How are you doing today, Rob?
I feel pretty good, thanks.
Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate being able to talk to you about this devotional address that you've prepared and the process of devotional, preparing for devotional. How has it been for you?
It's been a long process. It's been kind of interesting. As the invitation came to speak, and kind of that panic of, I have no idea what I'm going to say that would benefit anybody. Mm-hmm. And then as the weeks and months have gone on, as I've spent time in prayer and pondering and thinking about it, it's just been kind of clear that what the Lord wants me to say and how he wants me to say it. And I've involved one of my Accounting 100 classes, and so a good portion of the devotional is going to be my Accounting 100 class and the things that they have to share.
Yeah.
And so that's been a long process, also getting the video done for that and getting it edited and ready to go.
Oh, cool. So we can expect to see a little video presentation, somewhat of a video presentation in your devotional address today.
Yeah, there'll be actually five different 2-minute clips, and it's all my accounting students. It's pretty much unscripted. We just ask them to respond to some different questions, and so it's not super polished. But we weren't looking for super polished. We're looking for real and what's really in their hearts.
And what was kind of your inspiration behind that, and your reasoning behind getting that video together, as well as the topic you've chosen for your devotional address?
Well, I'll start with the topic. The topic, or the title of my devotional address is, do you consider yourself worthy? And that's a question that, as members of the church, we get asked a lot. And I'm occasionally in the position to be asking that question. And a lot of people, when they respond, they'll respond with something like, I hope so. And as I've thought about that, I think the Lord expects us to know where we stand with him, not hope, you know, that we know where we stand with him. And I just felt really strongly that my students had a lot to offer. And so I actually went into class and told them, I offered them extra credit. So everybody on there is receiving extra credit, and you'll see that. But I told them that I had this opportunity and just invited them to participate, and was surprised by how many students really wanted to participate. It's probably something that I wouldn't want to have done as a student, but many, many of them showed up Sunday dress and went through the whole process of being video recorded and going through that whole thing.
Uh-huh. So you actually proposed to your students to have them come in and be videoed to respond to some of these, or what were these questions that you had them respond to?
Well, as I was preparing what I needed to say and what needed to happen in the devotional, a series of questions came to mind that and you'll hear them in the devotional, but that kind of lead us through understanding who we are and how we relate to Heavenly Father and how we return back to him. And I felt like I could stand up and talk a lot about it and share a lot of quotes and read a lot of scriptures. And everybody's heard those quotes before and everybody's read those scriptures before. And so what I thought would be important was that the people attending the devotional would be able to feel the testimonies and hear the testimonies of people who are in that process going through that. And there's going to be no new doctrine taught. No, we're not going to dive into the deep, dark mysteries of Isaiah and try to understand that. But what we're really going to be focusing on is when people walk out of devotional, I hope they walk out feeling like they can do it, like they're lifted a little bit and that they're a little better off than maybe they thought they were.
Uh-huh. One of the things that just comes to my mind when I think about this question of knowing how can we know where we stand with the Lord, Rob, is that there seems to be this culture within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints of humility. And this emphasis on the need for humility, which can sometimes be confused and misinterpreted to mean that, I can't know where I stand with the Lord because I'm unworthy. And
right.
You know, that those kinds of ways of interpreting humility may not be exactly what the Lord intended when he said, be thou humble, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I find it interesting that many of our friends of other faiths, they can tell you the day, the hour, the minute that they were saved, and mm-hmm. they're very confident in the atonement of the Savior. And we, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have the prophets, we have the priesthood restored, we have temples, we have all the covenants and ordinances that we need, and we still say, I hope so. And mm-hmm. and some of that is, I believe, humility and, you know, unwilling to stand up and raise their hand and say, I know where I'm going. But I think in our hearts, each one of us really needs to know where we stand with the Lord and have confidence in the atonement that Jesus does have the power to save us uh-huh. and that we can return to him. And that as long as we stay on the path we're on, we're going to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's Easter season, Rob, and
that's right.
with conference coming up this weekend, I've had the opportunity personally to participate in the priesthood choir that's preparing to sing in the session here at BYU at Home. Yeah. And we had a rehearsal last night, and one of the things that we talked about was how with President Nelson being recently called as the prophet and preparing for this next General Conference priesthood session, there seems to be some emphasis on rise up, O men of God, and
have done with lesser things.
That's right. Yeah. And anyway, so maybe we'll see in conference kind of a theme of this as well, of being able to be confident in the Lord and accepting his atonement. What were some of the more profound comments from these students that you had speak that stood out to you that you can recall?
You know, some things that I thought were pretty profound were their understanding of the sacrament,
mm-hmm.
their understanding of the importance of it, that it's not just something we do every week. And they understand, really, that the sacrament is essential to our exaltation, that each week as we go humbly and with a repentant heart to partake of the sacrament, that we are cleansed. When we receive the Holy, I mean, that's right in the prayer, that's part of the covenant, is that we receive the Holy Ghost. And he's a sanctifier and a cleanser, and he sanctifies us and cleanses us. And while we won't be perfect, mm-hmm. we can be worthy. And, you know, so coming out of that meeting, we know we're worthy. We know where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was probably one of the more profound things that I understood after the interviews that many of the students understand,
mm-hmm.
that and their reliance on Jesus Christ. And it was gratifying to me for me to see the number of students that are doing the things that they need to do. And one of the students in one of the videos you'll see talks about doing the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And really, our lives are a compilation of the little things that we do, and that's who we become.
Uh-huh. Going along with that comment, Rob, about being cleansed with the sacrament each week as we attend church and go to our sacrament meetings, is a concern that I feel like is a common concern that a lot of people might have, is that, well, I don't feel that different.
Right.
You know, or, you know, when we're looking for a change of heart, sometimes we expect this big manifestation.
Yeah.
And when we don't feel that, sometimes we may feel like, oh, did that really, you know, did the sacrament really have an effect upon me? Is this, you know, what would you have to say to people who have concerns about that, who may feel?
Well, I think there's a couple of things we need to consider. First of all, Elder Bednar a few years ago gave a talk about the difference between walking into a dark room and flipping on the lights and standing outside as night turns into day, and as that as the sun slowly comes up and as it slowly becomes brighter and brighter, and we don't realize the light that we're standing in until we look around and say, wow, it's light. And I think sometimes that's the case with us. I think we're looking for standing in a dark room and the lights being flipped on when we take the sacrament, whereas we're probably those who are trying to keep their covenants and who come to sacrament meeting with a repentant heart are probably more like those standing in the dark as it becomes day and it's becoming lighter and lighter and lighter until the light of a full day, and we didn't feel an immediate change because the change was so gradual. And I think that that's this process that we go through year after year after year in our lives as we become better and better and better. And we go through this cycle of attending sacrament meeting and taking the sacrament and becoming cleansed and being able to progress a little bit more. And throughout the week, we try to do a little bit better. And we do better in some things and some things we don't. And we repent and we go back and we take the sacrament. It's kind of this upward spiral as opposed to a rocket ship going up that someone who lived their life without the gospel and without the Holy Ghost in their life. And then suddenly the gospel comes into their life and Jesus Christ comes into their life and they suddenly see and they suddenly realize, wow, there is a big difference between the way I have been living and the way I can live and the way I can feel things. And so when the Holy Ghost comes into a light suddenly or into a life suddenly, it's like that light switch being flipped on. And I think sometimes we as members of the church would like to have that sort of experience, but I think that I wouldn't want to go through the experience to where feeling the Holy Ghost felt like the lights were suddenly being switched on. I'm grateful for the life that I have, where I've had the gospel in my life most of my life, or all of my life. I was born, my parents were members of the church. And for those that have that experience of the light suddenly being flipped on, what a blessing it is for them to have that. But what a blessing it's been for me to have that in my life, all my life.
Mm-hmm. Just another question that kind of comes to my mind right now, Rob, is as I'm thinking about this topic, this wonderful topic you've chosen of being confident and knowing where we stand with the Lord, is the importance of the Holy Ghost in being able to have that confirmation. I did notice in your devotional address of a photo of a baptism near the beginning of your talk. I was wondering if you could share briefly about that.
Yeah, that was December 31st, 1974. I grew up in Hawaii, and it was the practice then to be baptized on your birthday. And so we went to a beach nearby, and I was baptized and confirmed a member of the church on the beach. And that was an important, and I'll tell this story also in the devotional, but I had an experience later that day that I did something I shouldn't have done. And I didn't realize at the time that it was the Holy Ghost, but it was the Holy Ghost telling me that I had committed a sin. And I had so much disappointment because I had felt like I didn't understand the gospel very well. I didn't understand the sacrament and the covenants. And I felt like I just blew it. I had one chance to be clean the rest of my life. And on the day I got baptized, I blew it. And so anyway, that was an important day for me to be baptized. And you know, it took a while for me to understand, no, you didn't blow it. You continue to repent and become clean. And that's, for me, the importance of the sacrament.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else, Rob, that you'd like to share about your devotional address?
Well, I've noticed one thing with church leaders. I think those that are doing their calling well help people feel like their load has been lifted, as opposed to I think there was a devotional speaker a few weeks ago that talked about rocks, you know, being added. I hope they walk out of this devotional feeling like they've been lifted, as opposed to having more burden. I hope they can look maybe more accurately at themselves. And, you know, we all need to repent. I hope nobody walks out thinking that they're perfect because we're not. But I hope everybody walks out feeling like they can do a little bit better, uh-huh. that they're maybe doing a little bit better than they thought they were, but that returning to live with our Heavenly Father is within reach and that they can do it. They just need to stay on the path that they're on.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, folks, once again, we've been here with Rob Clark. He's an accounting faculty member here at BYU-Idaho, and he has prepared a wonderful devotional address for us. Be sure to tune in if you're not able to attend in person at 2:10 for the live devotional. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.